Social Council of Elders and religious leaders in Uasin-Gishu County have condemned the destruction of property and disturbance of peace occasioned by recent protests over the Finance Bill 2024. In a press briefing in Eldoret Town after going across the town to examine the level of damage, the elders and the members of clergy expressed concern over the occurrence as they said it is unprecedented as they called on the youth to embrace peace and if there is any issue with the law they should seek advice from parents and embracing peaceful interventions through courts and peaceful consultations without causing rampage on the streets that resulted to destruction of public property and life. Alexander Mercy, Chairman Miat Council of Elders, Uasin-Gishu said though peaceful demonstration is a constitutional right, people must not misuse such freedom to cause chaos and violence to disrupt peace through burning other people's properties and causing loss of lives. We condemn what happened in our town yesterday. We don't want such things to happen again in Uasin-Gishu. As elders we want peace in our midst. We call our children called Gen Zs, that the path they have chosen is not the right direction. It is dangerous. We condemn that and advise you to stop immediately, exclaimed Mercy. In his remarks, Bishop Luca Mayo of the African Inland Church, AIC, expressed heartfelt condolences to those who lost their loved ones as he complained that they have brought up in churches and villages, but the aftermath of the protests has revealed to them that there is a missing link in the way the children are brought up in terms of poor moral upbringing. We saw peaceful demonstrations and a little while violence erupted. We are saying sorry for the families who lost their beloved ones. Losing young ones is losing future blessings. We wish quick recovery to the injured, he noted. He urged the youth that whenever they do not disagree with any bill or have any concern with authorities, they should use other forums allowed by the law to express their interests and embrace peaceful dialogue. The demonstrations saw a public library, vehicles and other public and private property destroyed across the municipality of Eldoret. What does the bill have to do with our library, critical building infrastructure in the county? We condemn such incidents with the strongest terms possible. We pray for peace and calm. Let us walk the journey together supporting each other, said Bishop Mayo. Anglican Church of Kenya, AK, Eldoret, Bishop, Dr. Christopher Ruto, noted that they have been speaking to many youths in their congregations from time to time to love the nation and always focusing on peace by indulging in lawful activities that create a humble environment that fosters development. Our concern always as church leaders is that we should love our nation and also youth should love your nation. By bringing out issues that are very critical especially to young people like employment and others to the mainstream public, if it is the matter with the bill, we want them to write in a way that the same matter can be taken on board. We don't want anyone to ignore them, because they are part of the larger population within us, he said. We want economic zones to be opened up so that we have many opportunities for the youth to earn a living and live a better life to fulfill their dreams. We want to have a youth culture that also respects our heritage. We do not wish to have a culture whereby we keep on destroying that which we have also inherited from previous generations, explained the bishop. He further affirmed the church's active role in sensitizing the people on peace. Blessed are the peacemakers. We want the youth to be part of the peacemakers in this country.